I thought just in introducing the mitzvah of shofar, so we would take a look at some of the presentations that we have here in the Rambam. When the Rambam discusses a mitzvah, it's helpful to look in different places. So, for example, at the very beginning of the Rambam's masterpiece, the Mishneh Torah, there's something called the Minyan HaMitzvos, where the Rambam lists all 613 mitzvos very briefly. So in that context, the Rambam says that there are two related mitzvahs. The 137th mitzvah is Litkoa b'shofar b'shnas yovel shenemar v'avarta shofar trua. So in the context of the 50th year, the yovel, there's a mitzvah of tkias shofar, of actually blowing the shofar. As the pasuk says, v'avarta shofar trua, this takes place during the yovel year. The 170th mitzvah is different. It's not Litkoa b'shofar, but lishmoa kol shofar b'Rosh Hashanah shenemar yom trua yihyalachem. So you can already pick up on the difference. The mitzvah is not tkiya shofar, but how does the Rambam describe the mitzvah and shofar on Rosh Hashanah? Lishmoa kol shofar, right? Not litkoa, but lishmoa. And you find the same thing very much in the Rambam's introduction to each set of halachos. So, for example, in the introduction to Hilchos Shemitah v'Yovel, the Rambam says, Litkoa b'shofar b'yud b'tishrei, kidei latzeis avadim chafshi, that for the purpose of sending all slaves, whether they've been slaves for 1 year or been slaves for 49 years, the Yovel sets all slaves free. So what do you do to trigger that process? Tkiya shofar. In contrast, when the Rambam discusses the mitzvah of shofar, he says lishmoa kol shofar. Again, not litkoa, but lishmoa. The mitzvah is different. It's to hear the shofar. And the Rambam then further develops these concepts in the Sefer HaMitzvos. Okay, so the Sefer HaMitzvos is the Rambam's work, which goes through each one of the mitzvahs, each one of the 613 mitzvahs carefully. So the Rambam says the following. Mitzvah sase kuf lamed zayin. The Rambam says, HaMitzvah kuf lamed zayin, hi shetzivanu litkoa b'shofar, again, tzkiya shofar, be'asiri b'teshrei mishanazo, v'likro b'chol artosenu dror lavadim, v'latzeis kol evit ivri l'cheiros b'li pidyon b'yom hazeh, kilomar ha'asiri b'teshrei, that the 10th day of Tishrei, which is of course Yom Kippur of the Yovel year, there's a mitzvah of Tekiyas Shofar, and that mitzvah of Tekiyas Shofar is for what purpose? To trigger the emancipation of the Avadim. V'hu amaro yisvara v'havarta shofar trua v'chodesh hashvi b'esor l'chodesh b'yom ha-kippurim taviru shofar v'chol artzechem v'amar ukrasam dror ba'aretz l'chol yoshveha. Hine hisba'er sheshave ha-yovel Rosh Hashanah l'tkiyah l'brachos. So just like on Rosh Hashanah of every single year, we have a responsibility to a mitzvah of shofar, and we have additional brachos. That's what we call malchios, zichronos, and shofros in the context of the musaf of Rosh Hashanah. So too, we have that on Yom Kippur of the Yovel year. Ukvar hisbaru mishpatei tzkiyo shofar b'Rosh Hashanah b'masachas Rosh Hashanah. V'yadua shatzkiyah hazos b'Yovel amnam hi lefarsim hacheros. V'shehu min min ha'chraza v'hu amaro ukrasim dror v'ein inyana inan tkiyas Rosh Hashanah ki hi zikaron lifnei Hashem v'zo lehotzias avadim k'mo shebi'arnu. Okay, so the Rambam again is very careful to draw the distinction. When it comes to the shofar on the 10th day of the Yovel year, there's really one fundamental purpose, according to the Rambam, that is to signal the emancipation of the slaves. Anybody who was an Eved, whether again it was for 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, 5 years, 10 years, the person chose to stay in Avdus longer than the 6 years, which is the normal period of Avdus, that's what we call an Eved Nirtza, such a person goes free during Yovel, and the mitzvah is Tkiya Shofar. But when it comes to the mitzvah of Shofar, as we practice it on Rosh Hashanah, again, it's very significant to emphasize that the mitzvah is not Tkiya Shofar, according to the Rambam, but the mitzvah is Shmias HaShofar. The mitzvah is to hear the shofar.
Aren't you Yotze Tekiyah Shofar through listening to the shofar? Just like the same thing with Kiddush. You're like Yotze Kiddush while listening.
That's exactly right. And maybe that's a directly a result. And maybe the Rambam would tell you that that is a direct result of the fact that the mitzvah is to hear it. Maybe if the mitzvah were to blow the shofar, I couldn't have somebody blow the shofar for me, just like I can't have somebody eat matzah for me, and I can't have somebody put on tefillin for me. So if the mitzvah were to actually blow the shofar, it's possible to argue, maybe not everybody would agree to this, but it's certainly possible to argue that it wouldn't be possible to fulfill it. Maybe we'd all have to train ourselves to learn how to blow the shofar. The fact that the mitzvah is to hear the shofar makes it much more in the realm of something that could be fulfilled through the simply listening to somebody else blow the shofar. The important thing is not to blow the shofar yourself. The important thing is to hear the shofar being blown. In fact, this is reflected in our Nusach HaBracha, because what's the bracha that we say? Asher K'deshanu Tzatzav V'Tzivanu, not Litzkoa B'Shofar, but L'Shmoa Kol Shofar. So here again, the Rambam says in the Sefer HaMitzvos, Mitzvah Kuf Ayin, HaMitzvah Kuf Ayin, Hishet Tzivanu L'Shmoa Kol Shofar B'Yom Rishon Mitishrei V'Hu Amar Yis'alem Bo Yom Teruah Yelachem. It is a day of Teruah. Of course, what we're going to have to talk about going forward, as we pick it up with the body of the Rambam tomorrow, is the emphasis on Teruah as opposed to Tekiya. Ukvar his baru mishpat him mitzvah zov masachas Rosh Hashanah. V'hiena nashim chayavus ba. It's a mitzvah say shesman grama. Women are not chayavus the mitzvah. Shmias hashofar. Women have taken it upon themselves an obligation. That's why we try very, very hard to make sure that women are able to participate in the mitzvah. So just again to summarize what we saw today, we saw that there are two fundamental distinctions between related mitzvahs. There is a mitzvah every 50 years on the 10th day of the 50th year, namely Yom Kippur, to take a shofar, but there the mitzvah is tekiyas ha-shofar, and it's for a very particular purpose, namely shiluach ha-avadim. It's to signal the emancipation of the slaves who go free on that 10th day of Yom Kippur,
so why do we
of the 50th year.
Why do we need the shofar?
Right, so when it comes to, exactly right, so when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, the mitzvah of shofar is completely different. There the mitzvah isn't tekiyas ha-shofar, the mitzvah is shmias kol shofar, and we're going to have to talk about what exactly that is. The Rambam already alluded to it in the Sefer HaMitzvos, in Mitzvah Kuf Lamed Zayin, where the Rambam says that that is zikaron lifnei Hashem, that is to be remembered by HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. Okay, so it's not l'shiluach avadim, but there's a different purpose altogether. It's to be, the Rambam says, zikaron lifnei Hashem, that's one of the names of Rosh Hashanah, and it's in that context that we'll discuss the mitzvah of shmias kol shofar in Rosh Hashanah. Again, what's important for the Rambam is to highlight that the Nusach HaBracha that we have, there's a dispute about what the proper Nusach HaBracha is for the mitzvah shofar, but we have lishmoa kol shofar, which again accords very nicely with the idea that the mitzvah is shmias kol shofar, and that's kiyas shofar. And as was pointed out, and it should just be reiterated, the fact that all of us can fulfill the mitzvah not by blowing the shofar ourselves, but by listening to the shofar being blown, accords very well with the Rambam's interpretation. The mitzvah is to hear the shofar. Were the mitzvah to actually blow the shofar, one could have a very, very reasonable debate as to whether it was possible at all to fulfill the mitzvah through somebody else blowing the shofar for you. Right? Nobody can put on tefillin for you. Nobody can eat matzah for you. Nobody can eat in the sukkah for you. So the mitzvah is the ma'isa tzkiya. It's much harder to argue that we could fulfill the mitzvah the way we do. If it's shmias kol shofar, it makes a lot more sense to say that we could fulfill the mitzvah the way we do, even though, of course, there's certainly still room for debate within that premise as well. Okay, so God willing, tomorrow, if you have your Rambam Sefer Zmanim, we'll look at Hilchos Shofar. Hilchos Shofar is actually combined with Hilchos Sukkah and Lulav as well. It's one of those things that the Rambam put together. But Hilchos Shofar is the first three prakim. We'll cover as much ground as we can before Rosh Hashanah, and we'll pick it up tomorrow with Hilchos Shofar, Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, where the Rambam deals with the basic nature of the mitzvah, which is the Shema Kol Shofar, and the appropriate shofar for use on Rosh Hashanah.